Shiv Sena, UBT, leader Sanjay Raut stated on Sunday that the Election Commission's schedule for the Maharashtra elections 2024, which provides only 48 hours for government formation, is part of the BJP's attempt to prevent the Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA, from claiming the government. The current assembly's tenure concludes on November 26. Elections are scheduled for November 20, with vote counting set for November 23, reported PTI. Speaking to reporters, the Rajya Sabha MP alleged, the BJP, under Amit Shah, seems to have accepted that they will not win the Maharashtra Assembly elections. It appears they have devised a strategy to limit the time available for the MVA to negotiate and form a government. If the MVA fails to stake a claim, the governor will likely recommend president's rule for 6 months, and according to the report, Raut accused the BJP of making preemptive efforts to prevent the MVA from returning to power. He also lambasted the Election Commission of India, ECI, for timing elections in a way that limits the MVA's ability to form a government. He noted that with the votes counted on November 23, the MVA partners and M-Dash, Shiv Sena, UBT, Congress, NCP, SP, and smaller associated parties and M-Dash, would have only 48 hours to settle their government formation plans, which he deemed unfair. Raut went on to accuse the ECI of acting like a BJP spokesperson, claiming that it supports the use of electronic voting machines, EVMs, but remains silent when opposition parties raise concerns about alleged tampering, as was claimed during the Haryana state elections. He also criticized the commission for not taking action on complaints about the misuse of money during the Lok Sabha elections. Sanjay Raut accused Chief Minister Eknath Shinde of diverting government funds for political benefit by allocating 15 crore rupees to 200 assembly constituencies before the Maharashtra elections 2024 schedule was announced. Sanjay Raut alleges BJP trying to mess up voters' list with ECI's help. Sanjay Raut, according to an ANI report, said, they, BJP, are trying to mess up the voter list with the help of the Election Commission. The BJP is contesting nearly 150 assembly seats and they are finding those people who have voted for the Mahavikas Aghadi and replacing their names with bogus voters. We will raise this issue on international platforms and tell people what is happening in the country.